Always good to talk to Hugh Jackson. People, yeah, I know. How about that, huh? that's great. You know, the one thing that people ask me about Hugh Jackson, I say, well, I don't know him very well. I said, but the one thing that definitely pops out at me is the word passion, man. You love what you do, and I love that about you, because people say, well, no, he's like that everywhere. It's not just on the radio or on the TV. This guy loves what he does, and he's just that's your personality, isn't it?
Yes, it is. No, I have a true belief that if you love something, that you should be very passionate about it. And I love coaching football. I love leading men. And I think this team is poised to have a leader, you know, to lead them to where they want to go.
What's your philosophy as a head coach in the NFL? I mean, we see all different types of personalities on the sideline, and whether you're a disciplinarian or you're this or you're that. What's Hugh Jackson do?
What Hugh Jackson is about is creating environments for his players to be great. You know, I think what happens to people and players is that sometimes they don't get to be who they truly are. You know, and what I try to do is create an environment, whether it's offensively, defensively, special teams, to where our players can let their personality show. And there's discipline to that. There's demand to that. And I think our players understand that. And I think they know I come from a good place. You know, I'm not coming from this dictatorship to where it's all done this way. I think they know that there's a piece that they have in it, you know, and that they understand that if done the right way, that great things and great results happen.
Has it been frustrating for you because of the lockout and now the rule changes as it relates to practice? Has it been difficult for you with this new schedule?
Yeah, it's different, you know, because there's been a process for so many years that you practice double days, you put on pads two times, you know, you get after it two times a day. You know, I think this day and age of the National Football League player, they're happy. You know, they get to practice one time a day, have a walkthrough, and then on you go. But it's different, but it's been a lot of fun, too, because there is probably more teaching. We've been, you know, unfortunate. We've had some injuries here and there, but it's happened the right way at the right time. So I think everything is going to work itself out for the good of the Raiders.
Tell me, I don't know if there's such a thing as priorities, but with three preseason games left, when you look at your team, do you have a list of what's important and what you want to accomplish, or do you just encompass everything and say, hey, we just got to get better every day? What about that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. We do have to get better every day. We have to get better every contest that we play, but they are priorities. You still have to install your offense, your defense, your special teams. You have to make sure that your players are individually getting better and then collectively getting better as units, and I think we're well on our way. We need to settle on some units on some specific positions, but I think it's a little early to do some of those things just yet because you didn't have them from minicamp. You didn't have them from OTAs. So you have to make sure that the fundamental, the foundation of what you're going to become is laid the right way. And I don't want to shortcut that, because if you shortcut that, it's going to catch you later on. So I think our team is, we're laying a really good foundation on how to prepare, how to practice, and how to work. You know, and then I think if you have the right foundation that way, I think you can go from there and become what you need to become.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, right here on Sports Radio KHDK. How's the development of the offensive line coming from your vantage point?
Very good, because we have the bodies. Now it's about taking the bodies and putting them all in the right space, in the right spot, rather, so they can all work together and become a solid unit. And I think that is the first thing. You got to make sure you have all the pieces first. Then you got to make sure you have the coaching. And we have two very fine gentlemen coaching those guys. Bob Wiley and Steve Wisniewski have done a great job fundamentally of teaching these guys how to play the position. Then what we're going to do is start putting guys in one spot and let them play. But we are a multiple offensive line team because we move guys around. We do different things with our line. So I think our players are happy. I think it's a good group. I think it's great chemistry. But I think we're getting closer to making sure that we get five guys, six guys, seven guys, whatever that number is going to be, that can play very strong and well for our football team.
You know, I don't know everybody in your organization, but I would think that Steve Wisniewski may be the one guy that has more passion than you do out here.
Yes, he does. And that's what I love about my staff. Yeah. There's quite a few guys. Him, Al Saunders, I mean, Kevin Ross, Ricky Hundley. We got a bunch of guys. Chuck Bresnahan. I can go on and on and on and rave about our staff, because these men truly understand what it's going to take to get us back to where we need to be. And it's an everyday process, and we work at it.
I know that we talked about some of the things you want to accomplish, but for you in the preseason games, what's your philosophy? You know, people say, well, if you're going to play, let's win. Mm-hmm. But you know, listen, you know what? Come November or December, nobody's going to know or remember how many games you won. So talk about what you are trying to accomplish in the preseason games.
Well, I like to win. I'm being very honest. I mean, last week was a downer for me because I do like to win. But I do also understand as we continue to move forward, but there is a process because this process this year is different. You know, that we are in the midst of putting together a football team. We are in the midst of making sure that our offense and defense and special teams, that those foundations are correct. We are in the process of evaluating players. But by no means do I ever want our team to go out and think it's okay to lose a football game, because I don't want that to become the seed that's planted in any of our players' minds, because it's not. I mean, our job is to win. And I think our players understand, and I think they understood last week that I expected more, they expected more. And that's how you start to raise the bar of your football team, because there is an expectation here. And we don't expect to ever walk out and go in any stadium and lose any game against anybody. We're the Raiders. You know, we wear that shield on the side of our helmets that says commitment to excellence. And so that's what we want to be. And so we talk about those things. But I think you have to start someplace. I think we got an awesome start going. I think we're not exactly where we want to be or where we're going to be, but I think we're headed there.
Talk to me about Al Saunders. I've talked to Jason Campbell about the familiarity with him for 2 years in Washington and what he adds to this football team.
He's a tremendous addition to this organization. He's a friend, an unbelievable person, first and foremost. One of the best coaches I've ever been around. Very detailed. And you talk about my energy. This guy is full of energy. Yeah. And again, I think that's what this organization need is somebody that, along with myself and the rest of these coaches, that can every day supply the demand that it takes to play this game. But he's a fantastic offensive mind. We've put together a system of offense here that I think is going to last through the season, through the good times, the tough times, because I think we have a system that's very good. And it's truly about showcasing our talents and ability of our players. And we have some tremendous skill players. And we're going to give these guys the opportunities to score touchdowns.
Yeah. I love the enthusiasm. And I know, listen, at this time of the year, everybody's enthusiastic.
Absolutely.
Everybody thinks that they're going to be good. And in the NFL, you've seen stories of teams that can go from rags to riches pretty quickly. But genuinely, the players that I've talked to here today, they want to get going. They can't wait for the start of the season because of what you accomplished last year, that they finally got that respect factor. Now when people play the Raiders, they got to say, hey, we're playing a good football team here, sweeping the division. You guys I talked to, they can't wait for September 12th.
Absolutely, and I can't either. And I can't wait to watch them September 12th because I think, and it's true, that I know everybody's talking about building on last year. And I hope that's because there was some good. There was an 8-8, there was a 500 finish that you can build on. But more so than that, because I've told all the players, the slate's clean. We started all over. But I think they understand that winning football games is our charge. You know, that's why we do what we do. We're not here just to collect a paycheck. We're here every day to win. And that's what our charge is this season, and that's what we expect to do.
You know, I'm very good friends with John Barry, and I was hanging out with him in L.A. 2 weeks ago and his brother, and he said, oh, man, I love Hugh. Hugh's great. Tell Hugh I said hi. And we talked about it. You follow NBA whenever you can,
yes,
don't
I
you?
Do.
Yeah,
he's yes, telling I do. You that. And I love John. Yeah. He's a great guy, and I've spent some time with him. What a great person. What a great family.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm very happy to announce that we're going to have a weekly show with you every Tuesday at 5:20, and you can get more information on the Facebook page for the Raiders and the Grant Napier show page. We're going to do some interesting things, all right? Both the Raiders and myself, we're going to be tweeting about your show weekly, and then we'll have a person, you know, we'll pick out somebody that sends in a good question via tweet, and you'll answer that every week.
Okay.
So it's social media. You
know,
I mean, if you're not involved with the social media, you're behind the times.
I'm not
a
Twitter guy, Facebook guy, or any of that, but I'm hearing that that's the way to go now.
I guess.
But I don't know if I want to jump on that bandwagon.
Hey, I swore, you know, the guy I do the Kings games with, Jerry Reynolds, you know, he's an old-timer. He's, you know, 67, 68. We looked at each other when this started a couple of years ago. The Twitter, we said, that we'll never do that. I'm never, ever going to. We were talking here. I'm not going to do it. I'm now doing it. He won't ever do it. It's just not happening. But, you know, I had to get with the times. You know what I'm saying, Coach?
You have to, no doubt.
Yeah. Listen, the 49ers coming up on Saturday, as I know you get asked this all the time, but since I haven't had a chance to talk to you this week, do the starters play a little bit more in week two of the preseason?
You know, we need to. I haven't really sat down and thought about it. I've just been, you know, so immersed in practice this week. Tonight I'll kind of lay down and sit there and drink a Coca-Cola and think about exactly how much more that these young men need to play, because there is a fine line. We need to play. We need to keep preparing for that opener, but we also need to make sure we keep this team healthy as we can keep it.
Yeah.
I think there is an opportunity that they could play a little bit more because I think we need to. I think they want to. My players on defense especially were pissed after last week when I took them out after six plays. They wanted to keep playing. But, again, we have some very veteran players who've been in this league and played good. when I see some of the things I want to see, I don't care how many plays it is. I'm going to get those guys out and get them on the sideline because we need to make sure that we have our team.
Well, I look forward to talking to each and every Tuesday during the season. Great seeing you here in person in Napa. And best of all, I hope your team has health, man, because that's what you need,
no
first
doubt.
And foremost.
Thank you very much. I want to give a shout-out to our fans, to Raider Nation, because football is back. The Raiders are back. And I said all along, and I promised our organization and our fans, that this is going to be a great year, that the time is now, that the Raiders cannot wait to start the season this year.
All right, that's Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, joining us right here from Napa. We'll take the time out. We'll come back with more right after this on the Grant Napier Show.